Chris Thompson said that a game like Seattle for the offense is more rewarding than a game like Oakland where pretty much everything you ran was working. You got 500 yards. He says when it's tough like that and you're still able to come back in the fourth quarter and make plays when you need to, that's just, especially on the road, that even though you'd like to play better, that there's no greater reward for what you guys are doing than that. Do you see that similarly?
I'll take a win. You know, I don't know how to compare them. I think that when you play really well and win in a Raider game, I don't know why you'd want anything else. But if you can find a way to win in a tough match that is a bit of a grind, that there's, you know, a lot of enjoyment there too. It's hard to compare them. I just want to win, and that feeling in the locker room, whether you win by a last-second play or in a blowout, it's a beautiful thing.
What does a game like the other day do for your confidence in a guy like Terrell Pryor or Josh Doctson? That obviously you know what it's like throwing to Jordan and Jamison and Chris Thompson, those guys, but to know that you've got where they're going to go on routes and have a little bit more familiarity with those guys who now you've integrated into the offense just this year?
Oh, we're going to improve every single game, you know, win or lose. Every time we step out there and go through the grind of a game, we're going to get better, and we're going to fine-tune our passing game. And fortunately, we came out on top, and the result was what we wanted. But whether the result had gone our way or not, you know, we took steps forward as an offense, and, you know, that's no different in any game. And, you know, it'll always be a work in progress. We're always looking to get better and improve, and there are a ton of details from this past game that weren't good enough, and we have to go back and be critical about and fix. And just because we won the game doesn't mean that we suddenly look at it differently and gloss over the mistakes or ignore them. We have to take those very seriously, regardless of the outcome.
You mentioned on Sunday that you were a little sick, and then obviously you took a ton of hits in that game. How are you feeling at this point in the week, and how does that compare to the average Wednesday?
I'm feeling good, Craig. I appreciate you thinking of me and concerned about me, but I'm feeling good. You know, I've always felt like the 16-game season is a grind, and I don't know that I've ever gone through one where I'm feeling great every single week. But you also understand that that's the part of the NFL season. You expect it, and so when it does happen and you do get a little worn down, you're not caught off guard. And for week 10, I'm feeling good.
Josh Doctson has the big catch and all that. What kind of changes have you seen in him just progressing over the last several weeks as a receiver?
Well, I go back to the fact that it's hard to develop him as a wide receiver if he's not practicing. So just being on the field, you know, making mistakes is better than not practicing. And I think that's been the biggest help, has been to have plays where we go out there and we run routes and we talk about the coverage and what I need from him and what I want his route to look like, and then he can tell me the same thing and we can talk about it. And it's a work in progress, and every time I throw him the ball, I learn more about, you know, how to be more consistent with him playing and play out, and how to get him more and more involved. And he learns, you know, how to get the ball in this offense and what he needs to do to keep showing up. So you know, I think it's a work in progress. I think that as we continue to play, I'd like to think that we'll keep getting better and better. But you know, I don't by any means feel like, oh, now we've got it figured out.
And with him, obviously, you can see the talent on the diving catch. Are there other routes that you look at and say, this is where I really see the most progress?
I don't think it's anything specific. I don't think it's any one route. I think that even in the run game, you know, knowing who to block, knowing how I want a motion to look like, you know, there are little things where I've noticed that he's just more perceptive, more adept at understanding, okay, this motion has to fit in the B gap instead of the D gap. You know, all those little things that just, you got to be out there, you got to be practicing, and you got to do it. And sometimes you have to fail. And I'll be the first one to say that sometimes failing for me in my career has been the greatest teacher. So, you know, I'm excited about getting through those stages such that you then can really take some big steps in production, hopefully, going forward.
Kirk, you've talked about you're not interested in signature wins. You want a signature season. But Jay Gruden kind of opened up about the difference that would have been between 3-5 and 4-4 and coming back in Seattle. And considering that, have you looked back at that two-minute drive and what did it mean for you?
Yeah, you know, I think this is a great case study in, you know, the way that the outside thinks versus the way that I think. And I totally understand from covering the team, fan base perspective, the emotional roller coaster. I understand that a 2-minute drill on the road against a good football team, finding a way to win, it's exciting and it's fun and it gets the juices going. You know, I'm a little bit more process oriented, and there have been games where I've thrown for a lot of yards and felt like I played nearly flawlessly, but we lost. And I walk away saying, I'm getting better. I'm doing really good things. I'm about the process. And my process was really good today. I can't control the outcome, but the process was really good. But the noise on the outside is he's got to get better. He's not doing enough. We didn't come away with the win. And so I've learned to ignore outcomes at times. I've learned to ignore the noise on the outside and just focus on the process. And I'll be the first one to say that the process against Seattle by no means was perfect. I mean, I felt like there were a lot of mistakes you know, maybe it never had to come down to a 2-minute drill if we had been better, you know, through the first 3.5 quarters. So, was it a great finish? Yes. Did we show a lot of character? Yes. Did I love the resiliency? Is that a game I'll remember? Yes. But, you know, I don't like to get too outcome focused, and I feel on the outside, I feel that happening after this game, and that's okay on the outside. My concern is in the locker room and in our organization, making sure that we don't allow that to creep in.